Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, I've been waiting for this moment. Celebrating my guy, Rob, who got engaged over the weekend. Shout out to him. Shout out to Caroline. Jay Binkley joins us in studio. Binkley was like, hey, man, we talking OTAs? I said, Bink, I have no interest in talking to you about May football practice.
Recapping the draft?
Yeah, we can do that tomorrow.
Recap some OTA today?
No.
Everybody, all the gang's back, man.
This show is a lot of things.
Yeah. Hunter Dozier, DFA.
No, we can talk about that. No, I'm happy to talk about that. You know what? This show's never going to be the NASCAR show. If that's the kind of content that you're expecting, I wouldn't come to this show. If you want a breakdown of the PGA Championship from this weekend, I don't know if this is the show to come to. If
you want to talk Michael Block?
If you want us to break down May football practices, this is probably not the this is not your show. This is not. I don't have any interest in doing
what
that.
What do you want to talk about, Rob?
Of course, I want to talk about love. I want to talk about marriage. I want to get.
Well, you called the wrong guy. You called the wrong guy. Actually, you called the right guy.
That's why we wanted
Dr. Love.
That's why we wanted you on here. I wanted you to come on the show today and give your advice.
Sure.
So if your son came up to you, your daughter came up to you and said, Dad, I'm thinking about getting married. What do you think? What's your advice? What would Jay Binkley say?
It's funny you say that because my daughter gets married June 10th.
Coming up right around the corner.
Yeah, and I'm scared to death. But yeah, it's right around the corner. But yeah, I'm kind of scared about it. And clearly, marriage is in the air. We got Rob out here getting married, throwing down. Something about producers in this show, man.
Everybody gets
the
married.
Love bug, man.
Everybody
this show.
Gets married. I'm trying to stay away from it. Think I don't about want to bite me.
Look at Parkins. I mean, he was your co-host, but Parkins married. You got Benny Heiss.
Heiss got married.
Married. You got
Kylie got married. That's why
yeah,
Kylie
left. Was on here. Vern did the dating game
this
on your show.
This
dude's
is show
already married.
Love. This is the show of love.
This is the show of love.
This is the show
except
of love.
Except for me and you.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how nervous are you about walking down the aisle with your daughter in a couple of weeks?
10. Is 10 most nervous?
Yeah, are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry.
You might cry, though. I can see you.
I'm not going to cry.
I can see you thinking that you're not going to cry.
I'm not going to cry.
But you're going to have that tux on. She's going to be sitting there. You're going to be walking down. I can see you having that moment where you look at your little one and you start to cry.
I did mess with the kid, though, because my daughter had gone out of the room for a minute. And he goes, Jay, I need to talk to you about something. And I was like, oh, boy. Here it comes, man. Here it comes. He's going to ask me. He's going to have this, you know, back a year ago, he says he's going to ask me to marry her. Mm. And he looked at me and says, you know, your daughter and everything, I'd really like to be part of the family here and ask your daughter to marry me. And I looked at him and I said, no. I said, no, it's not going to happen. But then I relented and it's happening.
Is he a Chiefs fan?
Yeah, I love sports.
Okay,
I like the kid. I'm not messing with you, man. Go ahead. But no, I like the kid. The kid's a good kid.
Okay, I'm just saying. I could see if, you know, like.
Huge sports fan.
If he was like a Raiders fan or something, I could just see that causing a problem.
He was raised right.
I could just see that being an issue.
He was raised right.
What's the number one thing, like, if you could go back in, like, your marriage? If you were like, man, I wish I had done this a little bit differently. What's like a regret you have that you wish you had just been a little bit better at? So I'm just trying to help.
First to breaking news in Kansas City Sports Radio.
Asking a serious, deep question. And we got this better be serious breaking news.
Per Adam Schefter, flexing for Thursday Night Football has passed. By a vote of 24-8, we now have flex scheduling for Thursday Night Football. The Giants, Jets, Packers, Bears, Raiders, Lions, Bengals, and Steelers all voted no. To no avail, Thursday night flex scheduling is coming to the National Football League.
Well, you knew the Raiders were going to say no because Mark Davis is out there. No, we don't want this. But the Raiders always vote against whatever the NFL is going to do. It's why the Chiefs always had that hatred for the Raiders because they're always different. They're always the one voting against this.
I mean, but so Mark Davis met with USA Today today. I mean, his logic is fair. If you have a Raiders-Chargers game in Las Vegas to schedule for Thursday and all of the fans are driving in from L.A., the Raiders fans and the three Chargers fans, they buy tickets and they book their hotels. How in the hell do you schedule and now say, sorry, it's now on Sunday? How do you do that? Like,
that's
what
lame. They have more hotels in that town than anywhere.
But what he's saying, though, to
people
me
love
is,
Vegas.
But to me, though, what he is saying is fair. It's one way or the other. You were either planning for the game to be on Sunday, and now the game is on Thursday, or you have done everything in your power for to plan to be in a place on Thursday, and now you got to hang around for an extra couple of days because the game is
hang around
be
in Vegas.
Like,
oh, sorry, baby, I got to stay here a little.
I would love for the NFL to explain how this is good for its fans. Another argument's going to be, well, it's great for television. Like, why is, like, I keep hearing how the NFL is king. That's what we hear all the time. NFL's king. NFL is king. It sounds to me like y'all work for Amazon. That's what it sounds like to me. Amazon has been able to get everything that they want in the last 12 months from the NFL. Whatever they have asked the NFL has bent over backwards. The NFL had no point as went to Amazon and said, we don't need you. We were doing just fine without you. Think about it. We have had Monday Night Football for 15 years. It took them 15 years to get flex scheduling. It took Amazon 15 games to get to flex scheduling. I cannot. This is the same. Like, everybody has a boss. Roger Goodell has a boss. His name is Jeff Bezos. That's who it is.
Well, the bottom line, it's about money for this new age in the NFL. It just is. Things are different. Chiefs have one noon game on a Sunday. I know they have a noon game on a Monday, but again, that's Christmas. Doesn't count. But one noon game, I can't think of any other team. What, the last 30 years that won a Super Bowl, it has just one noon game. Even the Patriots in their run, they still had a lot of noon games. But the bottom line is, it's the NFL. This way things are different. The Black Friday game, the Christmas games, you have three. That used to be the NBA's big day. It was Christmas, and then the NFL says, I don't care. The NFL does whatever they want. And then you got a game streaming on Peacock. Who would have thought the NFL would have an exclusive deal ever just to be on Peacock? And it's the playoffs. In the playoffs, I never saw this coming in a million years, but I guess I got to open my eyes because it's the NFL, and this is what happened. The flexing on Thursday night, this is exactly what the NFL does. This is a new day and age in the NFL.
Couple quick notes on about passing. It will be only available to be flexed from weeks 13 to 17 per Adam Schefter, okay. And you will need 28.
Hold on, really quick. I'm sorry to cut you off. So we're going to do the flexing late in the season after the guy's bodies are beat to hell.
Yep.
And so we're going to do it like week 16. You've been playing for 16. Yo, what?
Players going to love this.
NFL players. Their CBA, it allows the owners to do anything they want. They added a game. They added playoff teams. You can flex Monday night. You can flex Thursday night. What have the players got in return?
I will say, last thing here, there is requirement of 28 days notice before of the flex date. So there's a month in advance, basically. But it's weeks 13 to 17 with 28 days advance notice.
I hope a team falls apart to the schedule 28 days in advance. I hope they just fall apart.
This is terrible, man. Like,
we've been wanting this, though, these bad matchups on Thursday night. From a fan's perspective, this is good. Players' perspective, this sucks.
This is
but
not
from a fan, this is good.
This is only good for Amazon. I don't think this is good for anybody.
This is good for me, you, Rob, anybody that loves the NFL. This is all good for us.
Yeah, I don't think that it's good. I think that Thursday night football, number one, I would say the quality of it is just already going to be bad because you're asking football players to turn around on a short.
Yeah, you never want to play fantasy players on Thursday.
And now play like a really physical game. And just whatever positives you think it has. Like, I guess the positive would be, hey, late in the season, we're going to get better games on television. At this point, we get the opportunity to watch every game on television anyway, though. Like, the NFL has given us the opportunity. So maybe that's who they're acquiescing to. Like, sure, we want to make this better for our television viewers. If you care that much about watching every single game, they've given you the option to watch every single
game. You've got
to
make it good for two reasons. Number one, by far and away, is Amazon. The people that are paying the billions and billions of dollars. That's number one. And two, the people want it, and they're going to watch it. And they're going to get the subscribers that they want. I'm sure the NFL loves, they're going to love when they see Peacock's numbers come flooding in, probably just for 2 months, December, January, because I'm only going to buy it for 2 months. Because you can cancel that thing after, like, I'm only getting it for 2 months. December, because the regular season game with the, was the Chargers and the Bills, and then the postseason game. That's it. I'm done for less than 10 bucks now, but they're going to love the numbers. They're going to love seeing the numbers. But this is for the fans, see that. We won good games because these Thursday night games have been trash, and you know it.
Yeah, I think this is just, at this point, I don't know why they ever announce times. Just do what college football does.
Oh, that's the best way to do it.
Just do what college football does. Whenever they announce the schedule, announce the weeks, week one, week two, week three, week four,
you know,
whatever.
You're playing, just not winning.
You buy the ticket for the game, and then we set a date, and then we'll tell you what time the game's going
to
be.
We're getting to that point, but the college football is different, though. There. It's all in one day, but at the NFL's different, though, because of the Thursday and the Monday. And
I agree with you, but at this point, if you're telling me Thursday night football is flexible, Monday night football is flexible, Sunday night football is flexible, they already can move a game from 12 to 325. They could kick a game off 325 and move it to 12. The schedule is already flexible at this point, so let's just go all in. If we're talking about making it better for people on television, let's be fully committed to that, and let's just do it like college football.
And just know as a fan, get your flight for the next day. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, the NFL, if you're going, just be prepared, especially a good team like the Chiefs. If you go to away games, which a lot of Chiefs fans do, be prepared for the thing to be flexed. You got to be planning ahead.
I think this is absolutely terrible for the fans. I do want to keep asking you marriage questions if you would like to stick around. 913-586-7610. Bink is here. They've decided to flex Thursday night football. I am angry about it. Bink says that this is good for the fans. We'll read some of your text about it. We'll keep giving Rob marriage advice. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison and friend of the show, Andy Reid.
I can't believe you were waiting that long for that question.
Brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this. Weekdays 2 to 6 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First to breaking news in Kansas City Sports Radio.
At this point, I don't even know what the breaking news is anymore. There's new breaking news?
We now have a draft location for the 2025 NFL draft.
You know what? You're getting a little too premature with breaking news. We're playing the breaking news sounder for where the 2025 NFL draft is going to be located.
Makes sense to me.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I swear to you, we are not this hard up for content today. I swear to you, we are not. Goodness gracious. I didn't know you played the breaking news sound. I thought we had more Thursday night football news. I didn't know it was, hey, in 2 years, this is where the draft's going to be. I didn't know that was the breaking news sounder.
It deserves breaking news, man. It's big deal. The NFL draft going to a place like Green Bay.
No, it doesn't. It is not a breaking news.
It's breaking news.
It's hey, did you guys see this? It's not a stop everything. We need to talk about it. The draft. Going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Oh, no.
I mean, that small suburban community finally gets something good to happen for them. Yeah, that's breaking news.
Finally. Good for them. Bing, do you have any
It's not going to be as good as ours.
No, probably not. I mean, Green Bay is like Kansas City, Kansas. I've been there before. It's not a match.
Hey, come on now. It's way more like Olathe, size-wise.
Yeah, it's really, really small.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really, really small. Bing, do you have any more marriage advice? I do want to talk some football things with you before we sign off for today. Do you have any other marriage wisdom that you would love to give our guy?
Well, just knowing how happy Rob is, and I've seen them both together at different times, and though it's not going to be an emotional deal, she's a great girl. Rob's got a great catch. He outkicked his coverage. There's no question about that. But marriage is a three-ring circus, my friend. Engagement ring, wedding ring, suffering.
You should have seen Carrington's face when he found out how expensive weddings were.
Yeah,
not cheap.
How much was your wedding, Bink?
Mine?
Yeah, which one?
Dad came to me and said, "Hey, man, just want to go to Vegas? Here's some cash. You want to go to Vegas?" I'm not kidding. It's actually a smart deal. Like, that's one of the smartest things you can do with your kids is just talk them into going somewhere for
it. How much is your daughter's wedding going to cost?
It's a lot.
You got to split it, or how does this work?
Yeah, it's split up.
Okay, I didn't know. I'm just asking. Yeah, honestly.
It's not cheap.
I thought weddings were like $15,000. That's what I thought it was.
They were cheap.
Text line told me it was crazy.
They aren't cheap in what they do. They go fast. I mean, like 25 minutes in, though, it's like all done. It's all about the after party, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
but it's over fast. I mean, all that money's just gone. Poof.
Yeah.
Gone.
I guess my advice would be for people who have student loan debt. I mean, I paid all my student loan debt off.
If you get a nest egg or whatever, some cash, and you just do it at a courthouse, whatever,
the amount of money that some of these people have spent on their wedding, they could have just paid off their student loans.
100%. Like,
which one sets you up better for the rest of your life?
Paying the student loans.
Is it this one party, or is it just go ahead and, hey, let's just go ahead and pay off. I'll pay off part of my student loans, and you pay off part of yours, and let's just try to be debt-free.
Well, the way things are going, it was a 50% divorce rate. So, I mean, the chances of it working out is like a coin flip. Whether you're spending all that money. I knew friends from college and stuff that had these elaborate weddings and bagpipes and all this crap. And they were divorced within like a year or two later. It's like all that money they spent just gone. Now they're getting divorce attorneys and everything else.
What's the best wedding you've ever been to? I went to this wedding a couple years ago. It was like the Board of Trade building, I think it was. And, they had a catered from Brancato.
Really?
Oh, man, that food was so good.
I think the best one I've ever been to, honestly, was Vern's, because Vern it was open bar, the food was fantastic. I mean, it was great. Like, Vern planned it out to a T. Like, I had so much fun at Vern's, because he like showed how much he cared with us having an open bar, and it's all set up because of Mike Moustakas hitting 300, and him being on your show, because he wasn't going to go on a date with her unless Mike Moustakas hit 300 by June 1st, and we're coming upon that great day. That he did that. But if Mike Moustakas said in 300, Vern's not married.
What is the most interesting thing right now with the Chiefs? We're just kind of at that point in the calendar where, I mean, we're just being real. The biggest reason we are talking about the Chiefs right now is the Royals aren't good. Like, there's just nothing happening with the Chiefs right now. That's to be expected.
Is that breaking news?
It's the middle of May. It's the end of May. Like, we're coming up on Memorial Day. Like, we're past the draft at this point. There's no significant player movement to be made with the team. Like, there ain't really nothing happening.
This is the way
them.
It used to be. We were talking about the backup putter. Remember that June, July, and stuff in August, the backup players. I think the offensive line is going to be interesting. Could Donovan Smith really be that guy at left tackle they went out and got? Why did they make the signing? Was there maybe Anton Harrison they wanted in the first round? Why'd they go that direction? And I think the receivers, too. Like Rasheed Rice, where's he going to fit in? Is he the third receiver for this team, the fourth receiver? How much pressure's on him? Because I do think there's some there. I was talking to Nick earlier about it. There's our character concerns with this. We got a new one tomorrow. We talked about the pressure on Rasheed Rice, and we compared it to Sky Moore. Because Sky Moore came in here, and it was MVS was brought here, and Juju. He didn't have to be the guy. Well, with Juju gone, and with who knows what's going to happen with MVS in the future, like the pressure's on Rasheed Rice to show a little something, or the Chiefs are maybe in a situation, if Kadarius can't stay healthy, they're going to be a situation next offseason where it's going to be hammered the draft for wide receivers again or free agents.
I mean, at this point, Bank, if we're being honest, if I said write down the 22 starters for the Chiefs, we both could write down and we would get 22 out of 22. Yeah. At this point with the Chiefs, for the next 3 months, we're discussing depth. That's what we're discussing. We're discussing backups. Rasheed Rice, he had the chance to be a fantastic player. For this upcoming season, he is a backup player on the team. Sky Moore is a backup player on this team. We are discussing depth for the next 2 months on the team. There ain't a whole lot happening right now with the team. I want everybody's like,
the offensive line is a little, you know, you want to see how Donovan Smith could do and
depth. Jawan, you keep on the right side. We're arguing about depth at this point. Let's go to the phone line. Look, we got a surprise. Barbershop called up. Barbershop, how are you doing, man? It's been a while since I've talked to you.
Hey, man, see that? Listen, stop lying to the listeners, man. You know, I called you like a week ago to confirm the fact that I called Pat Mahomes back in 19. But besides that,
I forgot about that phone call, actually. I actually erased that from my mind.
Besides that, man, listen, from one brother to another, man, I just wanted to call and actually congratulate my man Rob, the producer extraordinaire, on his engagement. I don't know that stuff that Binkley was talking about, the three rings with the suffering and all that.
Yeah.
Man, he got to speak for himself. Don't accept none of that bad mojo, man.
50% of this country, though, Barbershop, would disagree with you.
Yeah, be part of the 20%. That's what I would suggest. Be part of the 20%.
You think Rob, if I put the over-under on Rob 10 years, what would you say, Barbershop?
I'm taking the over. I'm taking a lifetime of matrimony with my man Rob. Man, listen, Rob, don't let none of that negativity enter your soul or your spirit. Continue to just uplift your queen. Date her for the rest of your life, and you have no problems.
Barbershop, we appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, no problem. No problem, man. Hey, love you guys. Always.
No, I'm so happy. I'm so happy Barbara could call up today.
Barbershop took the over. What would you take?
Why would I take the under on my guy, Rob?
What? Be serious, man. You take the over under on Rob.
I'm just saying,
over under 10 years of marriage for Rob.
I'm just saying, you think I could come back? You think tomorrow when Rob and I are downstairs and we're playing NFL Street, and it's going to be that moment of quiet, he's like, bro, so you think I'm getting divorced? You think I would pick the under on Rob? Absolutely not.
What's a text line thing? 913-586-7610. Over under, son on Rob. Oh, let's go 9.5. 9.5 for Rob. Over under.
Rob, I feel like Bob Cousy in Blue Chips whenever Nick Nolte was trying to tell him that he had been cheating. He was like, I want no part of this. And he walked away. I am not rooting against Rob.
I'm rooting for Rob. I'm just saying.
I am as supportive as possible. I've already gotten Rob a gift. I plan on getting Rob another gift. I don't know if Rob's invited me to his bachelor party.
You guys
party
all
or not.
Put odds on me getting divorced when I did.
I never.
You
I've
didn't,
never,
but around here, okay, I'm thinking right. They did, though.
So don't put that on me.
Well,
because I didn't do that.
Rob, answer the question. Was there odds on me getting divorced, yes or no?
I was not around at that juncture in time.
Nah, you know about this stuff.
Was there
odds or not on me getting divorced?
I can't speak to this. This is a Josh Vernier
question. I'm going to play this game, too.
This is the Josh Vernier question. This ain't got nothing to do with me. I've never.
Why is this a Vern question?
Because Vern seems like he was the bookie. Vern seems like it was either him or Ron the Show Hughley that were the one taking bets on this. I've never bet on
you. I do
you
the betting thing with him every Sunday. Maybe I should bring this up.
Yeah, I didn't have no parts of this. I'm on your side here, Bink. I want you to be happy.
Huh?
How's dating life going? Dating life going all right, man?
No.
Every time we have a station event, I hear you pulling up with something nice. Every time I heard, I'd be like, yo, you see the girl Binkley brought? That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, but this, do I show up again with it? No.
Yeah, I mean, normally, you know what? I'm going to start calling you John Calipar. You got
I
a lot of one
and
done's
at Rob's event one time.
That did happen.
I hope you don't.
Thank you.
I hope you don't get invited to Rob's wedding. That's what I hope. Now.
Why? Plus one.
I hope you're not gonna be my plus one.
Give me the plus one. I'm gonna take you.
I don't want that negative energy at Rob's
wedding. I'm gonna hop back on the amps.
I don't want that. I don't want that negative energy.
I'm gonna swipe right.
I don't want any of that around Rob and Caroline. I'm trying to have a hedge of protection from your bad juju.
Binks, we walk around and be like, you guys got the over or the under? I got set at 9.5 years.
Yeah.
Rob and Caroline came to my birthday party. He's very nice.
Keep that away from us.
I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him, but I'm sure they'd give me a plus one.
I hope you don't get invited after this segment. Now you know what's going to happen. Rob's girlfriend, fiance, she going to hear this segment and be like, why you let Rob laugh and jump
in the
bed?
I like her. She's an awesome. I just said that she's better than Rob. Rob outkicked his coverage. We're talking football references here.
Thanks.
Rob did well.
Bink. I don't know how this took such a turn. Thank you, though. You about to get him in trouble. You ain't going to get me
I'm
in trouble.
I'm not getting him in trouble.
You're not going to get me or Rob in trouble. We're trying to keep this show.
Why don't you want me having a plus one? Why are you being a hater?
Because you're trying to take the action for the under. You're trying to take the action.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I know that the bet was on me.
Calvin Ridley, if you don't get out of here.
I know the bet was on me.
Jameson Williams, get away from us. We don't want that negative juju.
Everything we
us.
Do here is setting odds on things. I just swabs on Rob.
Coming up on the other side, we actually need one caller. 913-586-7610. We are going to play a game. We are going to play a very special edition of the Google game. We need one caller, 913-586-7610. I'll explain the rules on the other side. The winner gets a pizza. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Rob, really quick question. Juvenile, the rapper, he has signed up to do a Tiny Desk. A lot of people are very excited about this.
I hate to interrupt. Real quick. What is Juvenile and what is the second thing you said?
Weekdays 2 to 6 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Simple game of the Google game. The rules are simple. We use Google Trends, and it follows the same rules as Family Feud. Today's question is going to be very simple. The Kansas City Royals are playing who, Rob?
The Detroit Tigers.
These are the top 5 cities in America that start with D. 5 answers on the board. Andy, the rules go like this. I will give you 3 strikes. If you blow through your 3 strikes, Rob has the opportunity to save you. If he can save you, you win a pizza. If he can't save you, we give your pizza to the text line. That is the rules of the Google game. Andy, do you understand the rules for what you are about to play?
I got it, C-Dot.
These are the top 5 answers on the board. You cannot say Detroit because Detroit is the reason that we are playing this game. The Royals start their series against the Tigers today. These are the top 5 cities in this great country that start with the letter D. It's on you, Andy.
Let's go with Denver.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
That is the number 2 answer on the board. Denver, Colorado comes in at number 2 in the game. You still have 4 answers left, top 5 answers on the board. These are American cities that start with D. Detroit is off the board. Denver is also off the board. Andy, you have 0 strikes. Let's keep it going.
Let's go with Dallas.
Bang! That one goes down, and the game is tied!
Dallas is the number one answer. Dallas, Denver, Detroit, all off the board. Zero strikes for you, Andy. You might not even need Rob's help today.
I'll do my best.
All right, let's go.
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio, number five on the board, Andy. Great pull by you. All right, let me update you on the game. Detroit is obviously off the board. You have the number one answer in Dallas, Texas. Number two in Denver, Colorado. Plus number five answer in Dayton, Ohio. There are two answers left on the board. If you get this, I'll give you a pizza. If not, well, you don't get no pizza, Andy. Where you at?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Des Moines, Iowa, number four answer on the board. Andy, you might have the first ever sweep of the Google game. There is only one answer left. These are American cities that start with D. You have gotten Dallas. You have gotten Denver. You have gotten Des Moines. You have gotten Dayton. You have gotten four of the five. There is one answer left. Will you get it, Andy?
How about Daytona Beach, Florida?
All right, this is your first strike for the day. This is your first strike. Daytona Beach, not on the list. All right, you've got two strikes left, but Rob can still save you.
Oh, man.
I need something, Andy.
How about Denton, Texas?
That's terrible.
Close. That was actually right outside the top five at number six. You were right there, Andy. Right there. I apologize, but that is a strike. You got one strike left and one right answer. You had a 3-0 lead here. Are you potentially going to blow it, Andy? Let's see.
Probably. Dearborn, Michigan.
You blew it, boy. You really blew it.
Andy, I have to put you on hold here. Turn the music down, Rob. My man was up 3-0 in the series, and now he's let it get to a game seven. He's not even the home team for this game seven. He's a visitor now. Rob, these are the cities that have been crossed off the list. You cannot say Detroit. Dallas, number one answer. Denver, number two answer. Des Moines, number four answer. Dayton, Ohio, the number five answer. You give me the answer, number three.
Number three. I'm stuck between two. The fact you have it at three, and it's not D.C., correct?
It is not okay. District of Columbia.
I just want to make sure that was the game. I'm going to say Durham, North Carolina.
Hey! Durham, North Carolina, the number three answer. Andy, please thank Rob for saving you today.
Rob, thank you. I mean, it's Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. I used to live down there. Come on.
All right, Andy. Well, you know what? I'm just telling you what the Google thing told me. It said Durham, North Carolina. Durham was the number three answer on the board. It doesn't matter. You got your pizza anyway. Congratulations to you, Andy. You are the winner of today's Google game. Is Raleigh is like its own city, right? It's like Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's how I always thought. Like Minneapolis is its own city and St. Paul is its own city. I've never been to this place, so I don't know.
That's how I always felt as well. I know that people call it Raleigh-Durham, but I agree. I always thought it's like Minneapolis, St. Paul type deal.
Yeah,
but
no, that's what I thought. Congratulations to Andy, man. Andy was the winner of the pizza today. So if you guys missed it, the breaking news today in the NFL is that flexing Thursday Night Football had got passed. So they needed 24 owners. I mean,
a couple of months ago, whenever this was first thrown out there, and I think they were at 20. So they were at 20 before they ever took a vote. Like, this was like an informal, hey, where are you at? And 20 of the owners were going to vote yes on this. It was just a matter of time until they got the other four people to come around. This is just my frustration with all of it. And maybe it just doesn't matter. Maybe I am just screaming into the wind and I am trying to argue against the machine. This doesn't help, I would say, your most important base. The most important base for the National Football League is the people that buy and consume your product. The people that physically buy a ticket. The people that spend hours out there in the parking lot or in the stadium spending money on beer and concessions and all the other things that are for sale. This rule hurts them more than any other rule that you've put in place. It's not that big of a deal to me if you flex Sunday night football because the game was already on Sunday. Sure, it's a little bit of an inconvenience, but doing this where some of you don't live in Kansas City and you listen to this show on the podcast or you listen live on the Odyssey app, you come into town and your plan is to come into town on Friday or Saturday for the Sunday game. They have now inconvenienced those people for really no reason other than more money. And I just hate the fact that we, as the consumers of the National Football League, justify their poor customer service in almost every single instance by, well, they made money off of it. But the money that you make comes at the expense of, I would say, your number one thing, which is the players. Like, that's why we're watching it. Is the players. The players have told you we don't want this. So it comes at their happiness and their health, and then it comes at the inconvenience of the people that spend money on this. And Rob, you told me that this is only going to happen weeks 13 through 17. So now they're changing plans around Thanksgiving and Christmas. They're changing flight plans and hotel plans and travel plans late in the season. I just don't know how they see this as being good for its consumer, for the person that buys the ticket. It doesn't hurt me that much. I don't really like going to NFL games. So if it's on television, I'll watch it. But that's the case regardless. I'm the NFL fan that has Sunday ticket, that pays for Red Zone, that had Amazon Prime to watch this. Like, it's fine. Whatever, tell me the game's on television, sure. I'm going to watch it. But I just hate the fact that the NFL knows they can treat us any kind of way, and we just have to accept it. And if anything, half of its own public will argue that it's good, even though this clearly inconveniences people that spend a great deal of money to come watch a single regular season football game. I just would love for Roger Goodell to tell me how this rule is good for them.
Do you think the 28 days notice thing does help the fans, though? Because I know a month is not, you know, right now, people are booking their travel to, like, the Vegas game. I get that a month is not better than 8-9 months in advance. But, you know, doing some reading, some quick Twittering, it looks like one of the reasons this failed in March was the original plan was 15 days notice. They now are going to give you 28 days notice as a fan that, hey, your game is moving to Thursday night. Doesn't that give a little bit, toss a small bone to the fan in the stadium?
This is where I would argue against it, because I've seen people saying that too. You can't then announce the schedule in May. They announced the schedule in May. So for 5 months, 6 months, they can tell you something. And then, well, hold on. I mean, well, we gave you a month. Well, hold on. You told me for 5 months that this was what it was going to be. Is that not what it is? They announced the schedule in the middle of May. And they're telling you that week 16, that 2 weeks before Christmas, hey, well, now you need to figure something out. I mean, we gave you enough time. What? How? How is that fair? That's the part that upsets me. They can't then sell tickets for something for 6 months with you having an understanding of something and then say, well, I mean, we tried to give you time. Well, no, you didn't. I've made every plan. When do you start to buy a plane ticket for a game if you plan on going late in the season? When do you buy a hotel? When do you set up who's going to watch your kids? When do you figure this stuff out? You figure it out 2 weeks before you leave or when they announce the schedule when they do it? And I see a top text. There's only 2 to 3 games that could be moved. It's not a huge deal. Everything the NFL does starts small, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and we keep letting them and letting them. So, yeah, it only starts with 2 or 3 games now. It used to be 2 games would go to London, right? That's what it was when it first started. 2 games went to London. Now they go to London and Germany. Sure, it's just week 15. Think about it. They have done Thursday night football for how long? 10 years? 12 years? 1 year of Amazon. You can play multiple games on Thursday night football and you can flex it. What makes us think that this is the end? What makes us think that this will not expand next year? Give me one reason to think that they will not add to this. That, all right, that's what it is for this upcoming season. They'll then see if it works. We all know they'll put the Chiefs, Packers, or some big time game late in the season. They'll get the numbers that they want, and they'll use that as a case study to continue to expand it and continue to inconvenience viewers. So, I mean, maybe at this point I'm arguing more for you guys, and if you guys don't feel passionate about it, then cool. I don't pay to go to Chiefs games, so it doesn't really hurt me that much. I watch the games on television, or if I got to go to the game, it's free. So it doesn't inconvenience me. I feel like it inconveniences you guys.
I'm curious.
And that's why it makes me upset, because they shouldn't be able to do that, especially because, like, the argument for college football is simple. Well, 99% of college games happen on Saturday. Sure, there's some Friday games, but they don't ever move those games. And you also know going into it, hey, I need to block out Saturday. If you're an Ohio State fan, you need to block out all of Saturday, because you could play at 11 or you could play night under the lights. You know that going into it. They don't tell you this and then, oh, wait, Ohio State, Michigan's now going to be Tuesday at 4. Hold on. That's not what I signed up for. Oh, you can't do that. How can they tell you for 6 months a game is going to be Thursday at 7:15? They tell you this. And then one day they can just decide, oh, wait, no, that game now is Sunday at 3:25. And then just tell you to, oh, no, figure it out. Are they going to give you your money back? Like, what if you can't go? Are they going to give you your money back?
I am perplexed by the amount of Chiefs fans on the text line. They're like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal, guys. Well, you don't think the Chiefs are going to be immediately affected by this? Because remember, the rule is you have to play 2 Thursday night games now. You can play 2 Thursday night games. The season opener, the banner raising night, does not count as a Thursday night game. So you don't think somewhere between weeks 13 to 17, Amazon's not going to say, yeah, give us the Chiefs? You don't think sometime, maybe the week after Christmas, week before Christmas, I don't know when, around that Bengals game, they're going to say, hey, you know what? That Chargers game looks tasty. Put it on Thursday night. That's where we want it. And we don't want you playing Denver anymore at Sunday at noon. Nah, that's gone. That's done. We'll take it on Thursday now. You don't think the Chiefs schedule, which we talked about when it came out, pretty backloaded, is not immediately affected by the 13 to 17 week change? When the Chiefs schedule is the hardest, they're probably going to have a game flexed to Thursday. You and me both know that's coming at some point.
It is just, I mean, maybe this is just how we are as people. Like, the NFL is so popular, they can just do whatever they want. Like, they just, you get to make the rules when you're as popular as the NFL is. And just, people will sign up. The people who are most inconvenienced by these decisions will sign up for it. Someone on the text line says, 1 year of Amazon Prime, and now they're giving Peacock exclusive rights for a playoff game. Yeah, I mean, at this point, like, if you're arguing that this is a small number now, it is like, we always argue slippery slope. Like, we argue slippery slope about literally the dumbest things possible. Like, a month ago, remember we were talking about participation trophies for elementary school kids, and half the text line was like, well, you start a slippery slope of entitlement. I can't think of a more slippery slope. They have the ability to change the time for any possible game. Any possible game, they can just change it. And the players are like, no, stop. We don't want you to do this. We don't care. Go to work. You can't see the slippery slope in that. They're going to keep taking home games away from you and keep moving and keep inconveniencing you. And the justification is going to be shut up. You'll watch.
When do you think we get the alert that Paramount Plus is a playoff game? Because that's
next
coming
year.
Too, right?
Next year. Oh. Next year. Next year. I mean, next year it's going to be one AFC game, one NFC game. It's going to be on Paramount Plus. And I imagine they're going to continue to expand Thursday Night Football flexing. And they're going to add. They're going to add more games. Can be flexible. They're going to add. Right now, it's only two. It'll be four next year. It'll be flexible, and they'll expand it.
Also, I'd keep an eye on Black Friday getting bigger.
100%. 100%. I was gonna like. If you want to talk about the Sunday, I know this is like this conversation is going a ton different, but that Sunday after Thanksgiving is going to be nothing anymore. It's not going to be nothing. Amazon's going to get a triple header, and Thanksgiving has one, and they'll just put a couple of games. Blah blah blah. That's what they'll do. Someone on the text line says the NFL is going the way of video game publishers. I mean, this is literally how EA Sports acts with Madden. 100%. 100%. Yeah, we will do whatever we want. What's your option? Don't play football video games? No, you're gonna keep playing it. We know. We'll do whatever we want. I guess I'm part of the problem too. I guess how mad can I be when I am also part of the problem? Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to celebrate Rob. We're also going to play a game here to give somebody else a chance to win a pizza. Keep it right here as the drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.